A recent review of Endangered Species Act recovery plans finds a lack of a national strategy for incorporating global warming as an extinction threat. The review was undertaken by biologist Anthony Povilaitis, the director of Arizona-based LifeNet Nature and the Center for Biological Diversity. Povilaitis says only about 5% of the plans written before 2005 indicate climate change as a threat, even though global warming is the greatest overarching threat for endangered species. He says there was an uptick in numbers between 2005 and 2008, saying that now 60% of the plans include climate change factors, indicating a growing recognition of global warming in recovery planning. But he says many endangered species still don't have recovery plans in place.
There is a crisis out there. Wildlife is going to suffer. And part of our message was to encourage the federal government, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is responsible for recovery plans, to move swiftly to grant these species recovery plans, and of course, as part of that, address the climate change issue.
Povilaitis says the federal government is reluctant to implement plans that may affect national policy on greenhouse gas emissions. He says the preliminary documents that will eventually lead to a recovery plan for the polar bear do not mention climate change.
The focus is totally on trying to compensate by reducing the number of bears that are killed in conflict with humans, as opposed to addressing the fact that the bear is losing its sea ice. And that needs to change, or ultimately the bear won't survive.
But U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Bruce Woods says recovery plans are dynamic and can be amended, and often are. He says a good example is the plan for stellar and spectacled eiders, which included a captive breeding program.
And the initial intent was to relocate those birds from the captive breeding plan into the YK Delta, where they had been extirpated. But as we've watched and predicted the impacts of climate change in that area, we may have to reconsider where we relocate those birds, because the habitat that they formerly occupied might not be appropriate by the time we're ready to relocate them.
And Rosa Meehan, head of the Marine Mammals Division, says addressing the broader issue of climate change in a recovery plan would be a miss, because it's global and you can't get there through a species plan. But she says although the problem is large, it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
What I see is that we've got a very specific role to play. It's something that we do as a matter of steps. And if you keep working on putting steps together, you start covering some distance. And I mean, we're not in this. It's not a sprint, you know. I mean, this is going to be a marathon trying to address this stuff. There's a lot of different places where people can play important roles. And so rather than throw up one's hands about, oh, my God, there's so much going on, it's like jump in, do what you can, and hope others come along with you.
The study, Addressing Climate Change Threats to Endangered Species in U.S. Recovery Plans, was published in Conservation Biology.